W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Not guilty. That's how Ryan Ruth pleaded at his arraignment today. He's charged with five crimes in the second attempted assassination of former President Trump. A promise from President Biden to survivors of Hurricane Helene.
I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you as long as it takes.
Mr. Biden says he's directed his team to provide all available resources to the communities as quickly as possible. Vice President Harris has canceled campaign events to return to Washington for briefings on Helene. Former President Trump traveling to Georgia today. Dock workers at Eastern Seaboard and Gulf Coast ports could go on strike as soon as tomorrow unless the federal government intervenes. Attorneys for New York City Mayor Eric Adams in court today. They're attempting to get at least one of the federal charges against their client dismissed. NBA legend Dikembe Mutombo has died of brain cancer at the age of 58. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The candidates for the 8th Congressional District race, Democrat Kristen Lierley and Republican Tony Weed, debated the issues Friday night at the Mothi Center in Green Bay. The candidates addressed topics from health care to abortion, from affordable housing to the economy. Tony Weed.
You know, we're at a point right now with President Trump's tax cuts. They were effective. It helped stimulate the economy during his administration. I believe we need to extend those tax cuts in order to keep more money in everybody's pocket.
Read more about the debate at WGBW.FM. Gas prices are up this week, according to Gas Buddy. Average gas prices in Green Bay are up 4.5 cents per gallon, averaging $3.13. In Appleton, the price is up 10 cents a gallon to $3.09. And in Oshkosh, many gas stations are advertising gas at $3.19 per gallon, up 20 cents from last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September as high temperatures flirt with 80 degrees. Winds become feisty tonight as a cold front approaches, which could spark up a few sprinkles. Otherwise, expect highs to fall and only reaching the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and terrorists, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, September 30th, 2024. Back to work and back to school, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommers, nice to be back. How are you?
Yeah, good to have you back. I'm doing well.
Very good. My headphones sound different, and I don't know whether it's my ears have not popped. I flew in over the red eye from L.A. I got in a couple hours ago, so I'm not sure what it is. But I got coffee. We got great conversation, and it's going to be a fun 2 hours. How you been?
Been doing well. You know, it's been a lot of fun doing the L.A. shows, even from here, and getting to, you know, making the new intro was cool.
Yeah.
And I watched the game that you were at on Saturday, for better or for worse.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Well, but thank you. A huge thanks to you and to Terry Barr as well for putting together that great intro we had out in L.A. And many, many thanks to all those fine people, from my friends Nelson and Dahlia, who housed me. And Nelson took the day off to be my on-site production assistant on Friday. Kelly Call and Sean Hannish from Just a Bit Outside the Movie, the great folks at the Underground Pub in Hermosa Beach for helping us set up there on the beach on Thursday. And of course, the great, great folks. I have to say this in all honesty, the every single person at USC, University of Southern California, and the Coliseum could not have been nicer and more helpful and more polite.
Oh, that I was very impressed with how well that show went, and it looked beautiful, and we got to learn a lot of great history about the building and all of that. It was great.
Unfortunately, the Badgers did not come through. Yes, we were sitting in the nosebleed seats, but still a decent view out in the sun. I'm a little red today, but the Badgers, I thought, finally the air raid has arrived at Wisconsin in the first half, and then they never scored a point in the second half, and it was Katie Barr the door, and USC was off to the races. So I'm not sure. We'll talk about that another day. Brady Ewing from the Badger football team is going to be back on Friday, and we'll see where this team is headed. We'll talk about that another day. The Packers also coming up a little short yesterday, too. Missed a couple of important field goals and lost by 2. So the Packers not having a great day either, but there is always next week, as they say. And the great news is, the Milwaukee Brewers start their postseason play tomorrow afternoon. How about that? And the cool thing is that I believe it's the Mets and the Braves are playing a playoff game or two today. And that will determine who Milwaukee plays. They will host the wild card round. They're the third seed in the National League, the Brewers are. And so I think 4:35 or some kind of, or 4:36, some weird time like that in the afternoon, is the first pitch for the Milwaukee Brewers. Our fine stations across the Civic Media Network that carry the Brewers will have the playoff games as well. Again, starting in Milwaukee, at least game one and two on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday if a third game is needed. But whoever they play, they're going to have played today, so they should be a little bit tired out. So I feel good about the Brewers here in this first round. And, of course, a big shout-out to our friends at Just a Bit Outside the Movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. I've been traveling, and so I haven't had a chance to check everything, but I feel like it was probably another successful weekend for the movie around Wisconsin and northern Illinois. I know they opened up in new theaters in Rhinelander and Eau Claire, anxious to see how that went. But again, congrats. Just a great, great movie. See it while you can in theaters, Just a Bit Outside.
Yeah, some of my family members finally got to see it this weekend. And they're like, Aaron, thanks for making us watch this because it was
really
amazing.
Really? That's great. I have not talked to my sister. I think she was going to try to go this weekend, but I have not had a chance to do it. And yes, my sister just, well, tell us, Heather, did you go see the movie this weekend? She goes, I just checked to see if you made it back to the station. I checked in with her like last night at 11:30 in LA taking the red eye. And she goes, I don't know if you're going to make it, but here I am. I made it. Let us know, Heather, if you made it to the big Just a Bit Outside movie, but see it while you can, folks, because it's one of those movies that you really do need to see in the theaters. In hour number two, or a little bit later on, and by the way, in hour two, we're going to be talk about media. Great cut from Mark Cuban. Yes, Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and also owner, or at least former owner, now part owner, I guess, of the Dallas Mavericks. Great entrepreneur. And has become kind of a condor, a fill-in for the vice president in her campaign. And he makes this great point about the media and the coverage of the media. Of course, the big vice presidential debate, you can hear it right here on Civic Media tomorrow evening between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, probably the only debate for vice president. We'll carry that tomorrow on Civic Media. But lots and lots of news to get to. And here is the headline, folks, at 11 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. A former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and one of two nominees of the two major political parties, the party that uses the moniker of Republican, but in fact is the Trump mega party, Donald J. Trump, over the weekend, right here in Wisconsin, as a matter of fact, and later in Erie, Pennsylvania, called for a national day of violence. I'll put the quotes around it. Quote, a day of violence, unquote. Not making this up. Instead, a real, real rough one. I don't see how any news program could lead, any newspaper could lead with anything but that. I don't care what party or what side of the aisle you're on. We have never, to my knowledge, certainly not in my lifetime, had a president, a former president, or a major candidate for president of the United States that called for a national day of violence. I'm going to play you some news outlets are kind of chopping this up and making it like a 15-second bit or bite. I want to play you the whole thing, so there's no hanky-panky going on. What Trump was talking about was shoplifting. This is a new thing. Saying that particularly young people have figured out that if you only steal $900 and some odd of stuff, you won't get caught or prosecuted. I worked in retail as an assistant manager of L.L. Bean as recently as 2 years ago. I will tell you, we had a major, while I was on duty actually once, we had somebody come in our back door and take literally handfuls of kids' coats, probably took $1,000 of stuff and got out, was never able to catch the guy. We tried, by the way. If he had, or she had been caught, we would have prosecuted them. So I don't know where, maybe in some states there is a threshold. I don't know. But the point is, that's the context that Donald Trump was talking about over the weekend. the shoplifting, how to stop shoplifting, how to stop crime, in his view. Here is the cut from Donald Trump in Wisconsin and Erie, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
Doubt that the 950 is a misnomer because you can steal whatever you want, you can go way above. But you'd see, originally, you saw kids walk in with calculators. They were calculating. They didn't want to go over the $950. They're standing with calculators, adding it up. You know, these are smart people. They're not so stupid, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day. Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. The whole, it's a chain of events. It's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately. End immediately.
One day of violence and a rough hour, quote, I mean real rough, unquote. This has never happened. I've been following politics since I was 12 in 1979. I don't care whether it was Reagan, or certainly not Carter. I don't care whether it's George H.W. Bush. I don't care whether it's Bob Dole, George W. Bush, John McCain, Mitt Romney, and certainly all the Democrats, have never had a Republican candidate or any candidate for president call for a national day of violence. And we heard Liz Cheney when she was in Madison a week and a half or so ago, just over a week ago, talking on the stage here at UW-Madison as someone who sat on the bipartisan January 6th committee, who's seen all of the evidence, who's seen all of the video, who's heard all of the testimony, both public and private. And she said that Donald Trump on January 6th sat there in his office even after he was told someone had died, even after his family begged him to do something to stop it, and sat there and watched. And now he's saying it out loud on the campaign stump in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. He is calling for a national day of violence and making sure that it's real rough, quote unquote. Now, yes, anybody who hears this, yes, anybody who says this is not, in my opinion, all there. But I think we're missing the point for those that say this is all, you know, tantamount to what they accuse Biden of, dementia or some mental illness. There is a reason that they are doing this. There is a reason, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, there is a reason for all of these quotes, many of which we'll play for you this hour. And you notice there's little talk about getting out the vote and winning. It's all excuses and rhetoric and insightfulness to divide, to play on our worst fears. We're going to play a cut from Trygve Olson from about a week and a half ago on the other side, where he helps lay this out, what is going on, and then we will give you the receipts, as they say. The audio evidence of Donald Trump in Wisconsin, what he did in this state. I knew it was coming. I told you guys last week. I said it's going to be vile, it's going to be violent, and it's going to be sick. And it was every part of that. And guess what, folks? Unfortunately, he's bringing the circus back to Wisconsin, to Waunakee and Milwaukee this week. It's repulsive. And the media should treat it as such. Back after this, it's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tala Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this final day of September, Mr. Sommer. 80 degrees on the final day of September. That's a whole other global warming bottle.
How can climate change be real if it's cold outside? Well, it's not, but it's not. You know what I mean.
Right. 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Talking about Donald Trump being in Wisconsin over the weekend in Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin. And let me say this. Trump came to Southwest Wisconsin over the weekend, going to be back in Wanakee in Dane County on Tuesday, and then going to be in Milwaukee. Guess who told him that game plan? And I take no joy in saying this, by the way. I find it painful, if you want to know the truth, as someone who really looked up to, and you still can't take away the fact that when Tommy Thompson was governor, he did a lot of good things as governor in the late 90s. But I don't know if this man just has a lust for power. I don't know if he thinks that if Trump wins, he's going to cash in on K Street as a lobbyist and make a bunch of money. But Tommy George Thompson is responsible in large part for this tour that Trump is taking this week. Trump is obviously listening to Tommy. So I'm sorry, Tommy Thompson doesn't get a pass on this one. I find it disgusting and beneath Tommy Thompson. And it disappoints me in the man. And he is unqualified from here on out, in my opinion, to support someone like this who comes to this state, a state that I know Tommy Thompson loves, and call for a national day of violence. Anybody who supports this guy and does not rebuke these comments for a national day of violence, throw you right in the pot, buddy or gal, whoever you might be. You are to be held to the same account as Trump from here on out. Trump has said a lot of bizarre, terrible things, but to call for a national day of violence and a rough hour, quote, real rough. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, and thanks for the comments on Tommy Thompson. I was disillusioned with Tommy Thompson back in the day, because he was incubating a lot of these young buck Republicans that have come up and are so repulsive right now. I think that, you know, he kind of encouraged those guys back in the day. And this whole violence talk, I mean, that for some reason a twisted version of Aqua's old song, Goodbye to the Circus. Well, I didn't enjoy the circus when Trump was there. It wasn't a beautiful sight. It didn't serve me any delights. That I just want to say goodbye to it. I mean, and just because it is just sad that Trump is calling for a national, you know, like the old Roman circus where people, you know, people going to this Colosseum and watching people slaughtering the enemies and slaughtering.
Are you familiar, Mark, not to cut you off, but are you familiar, and maybe Zomers is, there's like a new streaming show out or a movie out called The Purge?
Yeah, it's,
yeah, I've heard of that.
A movie came out a few years ago, and it's a lot of sequels where they just say, oh, we'll make all crime legal for a day. And it's a fun concept for a movie.
Yeah. I wasn't familiar with this, but people who are familiar said this is literally out of the screenplay of this movie.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, and it's sort of like the movie I saw. They probably don't show it anymore because they probably think, well, that's bad. But The Lottery, I don't know if you saw that. I saw that.
No, I didn't.
10th or 11th grade, where you were drawing lots, and they were, you know, it was the old scapegoat thing where they finally got, you know, got to, they drew lots in the family, and then they picked one person to stone to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that would purge the community of you know, whatever it was, you know, kind of more or less kind of a human sacrifice to bring prosperity to the community. And it is just, Trump is just repulsive. And Tommy Thompson to do this, he's repulsive as well. I mean,
And look, I've talked well about the guy, and again, I think that he did a lot of great things as governor, but since he left that position, and most recently the last 2 to 3 years, he's lost it. I don't know what the matter is with the guy, but I appreciate your comments, Mark. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Gene, listening on WCFW up in beautiful Eau Claire. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi. Hey, you've been doing a good job in California. See you and hear you. Well,
thank you.
Claire, great job.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back in Wisconsin. And
it's good to be
back,
by the way. Go ahead.
Well, that's great. You're a busy guy. So anyway, I had watched, you know, some of that live, and I just couldn't take it anymore. Trump in Wisconsin, you know, was a. Listen, there is something really wrong with this guy, and I wish people would wake up. And it's not just him. It's the people that are promoting this type of behavior and people who will not call it out. And if something happens to happen to this guy, then we get stuck with the next guy in line who is probably worse than Trump. But this really resembles, remember The Handmaid's Tale?
Mm-hmm.
And then also all of the purges. I've seen all the purges, and it's like,
you
oh
have seen
my
those.
God.
You've seen those movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a movie buff. I watch all kinds of things.
And did you go see Just a Bit Outside? It's in Eau Claire, by the way. Go see that, Gene. Tell us what you think. Oh, go ahead.
But anyway, we have to, as a group, be really conscious of the psychosis and mental illness that's being spread about our country, because we can't turn him off. We are all impacted every day, almost every hour. We cannot turn that guy off. And he's delusional. He spreads lies. He creates chaos. And we need to get our butts out there and vote and get those people, not only Trump, who's spreading this chaos and psychosis throughout our country. And we're all victims of it. I hate to say it. I don't like to be a victim. I like to be a fighter. But anyhow, and also, you know, for the kids, all the grandkids, all the kids, you know, the kids are depressed now. Mm. All they need to do is look at the adults and the people that are trying to be the leaders, those poor kids, they don't know up from down. I mean, who wouldn't be depressed? And we need to get that awful stuff out of our system here. We need to vote the MAGA people out, because they foster this. And I'm sorry, Tommy Thompson, you lost my respect. That's pretty gross. But thank you. I didn't mean
thank
to
you.
Go on.
No,
and
always a pleasure, Gene. Thanks for listening up there. Go see that movie, the new movie, Just a Bit Outside. It's in the Downtown Budget Cinema down in Eau Claire. I think you'll like it. Thanks, Gene. Always a pleasure. Chris in Blue River, if you can hang on through the break, my friend, we'll get to you on the other side. We're going to lay this out. We're going to have Trigby Olson, comments from him as well. You're not going to want to miss it. And more cuts over the weekend. And also contrast that to what's happening at the Harris rallies. Completely different vibe. It's the Almost Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW. WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
They
find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Food banks are very important for many people to be able to be fed every day. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Michelle Orge, the president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, explains that they are an organization that helps provide food pantries with food, as well as helping farmers by purchasing products straight from them.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin is a connector. We work within 16 counties in southwestern Wisconsin. We gather food from a lot of different sources, donated food, we purchase food, and we bring it back to our distribution center that's located in Madison, and then we inspect it, we sort it, we repackage it, and we make it family ready, and then that food goes out to our partners, over 300 partners and programs in our service area, who then provide that food through meal programs, pantries, other programs, mobile pantries.
Michelle Orge explained that currently they are not in the funding for the 2025 budget of Dane County, and they are hoping that people will reach out to their county board members to help get them back into the funding so they can continue to help people in need of food as well as local farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll have your midday markets right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/new era.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's take a look at your midday markets from Chicago. December corn contracts don't have a ton of movement today, as they're currently up a penny at 419. Same thing goes for November soybean contracts, as those are down 1.5 cents at 1064 and a quarter. December wheat is seeing some strength though, up 7 cents at 587. Class 3 milk contracts are also in the green, as October contracts are at 2316 100 weight, up 4 cents, and November contracts are up 13 cents at 2262 100 weight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September, as high temperatures flirt with 80 degrees. Winds become feisty tonight as a cold front approaches, which could spark up a few sprinkles. Otherwise, expect highs to fall and only reaching the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Nina Sperano is in for our NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus segment.
And local author Aaron Coalio joins us in studio to talk about some of the books he's written.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Saddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our friends Nelson Valle checking in from Los Angeles. Well, I missed you too, Nelson. It was a great thanks for very much for hosting us this past few days. And Ivy the cat still did not warm up to me by the last day.
Cats are very choosy.
The cat was in one of Nelson's daughter's arms on the patio, and it saw me, and just seeing me, the cat scratches her up and takes off.
See, for me, cats usually love me, but I'm very allergic.
Yes, well, apparently, the cat was allergic to me, I don't know. 12:35 here on a Monday, September 30th, Zomers on the board. I'm behind the mic back in Wisconsin, where I belong, by the way. Always great to go and travel, but always great to come back to Wisconsin as well. Talking about, in particular, the headline of the day. Donald Trump, over the weekend in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin, and later in Erie, Pennsylvania, calling for a national day of violence. A rough hour, quote, real rough, is all it would take, Trump says, to take on crime. A national day of violence. Going to play some more cuts for you, lay all this out, and some wise words from Trygve Olsen, which we will rerun here. It's about 4 minutes or so, because this is exactly what he was talking about a week and a half ago, and now once again it's playing out. We'll tell you there is a method to this madness. It looks like madness, and of course it is, but there's a method to this in Trump world. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Chris in Blue River in southwest Wisconsin, speaking thereof, holding through the break. We appreciate it, Chris. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Always great to talk to you.
You as well.
I know you've been a Tommy Thompson fan for, like, ever.
That's fair to
say.
I need to remind you
that as a former teacher, it was Tommy's revenue caps while he was governor that laid the groundwork for the problems that Wisconsin has in funding public education now. He sowed the seeds, and we are now sowing the fruit of that discord.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get an argument with me, Chris. I mean, the QEO, the qualified economic offer that Tommy pushed through while he was governor, not something that I thought was a great idea, but now you compare and contrast that to Act 10 under Walker, and QEO sounds trite, you know. That's not excusing it, but I also think, I still believe, and I could tick down the list, there were a lot of things that Tommy did reaching across the aisle that got a lot of good done in the state too. I just find it very disappointing, I find it extraordinarily disappointing and quite frankly disqualifying at this point that he's advising the Trump campaign, they're taking his advice, and after calling for a national day of violence in Wisconsin, that Tommy could still be supporting this guy. To me, that's disqualifying.
It is. As you say, it's beyond disappointing. I think so many people within the party are racing to get to the bottom just so they can be a part of the hell that they're trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better to lead in hell than to, yeah.
And we're going to play a couple of cuts a little bit later here. Other Republicans are now endorsing Vice President Harris over the weekend. And I think that what we're seeing finally is there is a line for something. I mean, imagine this, Chris. I mean, I know you follow politics for a long time. Did you ever think you'd see a world where Dick Cheney endorses the Democratic nominee for president of the United States? That's how cuckoo nuts we've gone with Trump.
Never ever to see Dick Cheney endorsing a Democrat, to see the Republicans kick Liz Cheney out of their circle. It's beyond all logic. I just don't get it.
Well,
I
but,
just don't get it.
But I think it shows the danger of Trump and Trumpism, and I think it shows there are a few people left in what used to be the Republican Party that say, look, this is a bridge too far. And it doesn't mean they've suddenly turned liberal Democrats, but it means that the Constitution, right, the rule of law, the peaceful transfer of power means more to them than getting a couple of bucks in their pocket on K Street, which apparently is what Tommy and some of these other people you mentioned are going for in this race to the bottom.
You're right. The Constitution has got to come first. Absolutely. Even if you disagree with the person on the other side of the aisle. And like you said, Tommy was able to reach across the aisle and work with people. And up until fairly recently, people in Congress, in the House, and in the Senate were able to do that until about the time Bill Clinton was in the White House. And they said, you know what, we're not going to work with the Democrats. We're going to vilify all of them, and we're not going to compromise on anything, and this is what's going to happen. We are going to either win together or go down together.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Thanks, Chris. Always appreciate the call. Hey, have a great day out there in beautiful southwest Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phones. L.A. Tom. Tom, we made it back from beautiful Los Angeles to Madison. How the heck are you?
I am good. Good to hear you're back. I guess there in Wisconsin. Sounds like a beautiful day there.
It is fantastic.
Anyway, I just want to say that, you know what, money and politics is at the root of all of this. And I hope everybody, whether you're on the Democratic side or the Republican side, ever since Citizens United, this thing has been put on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just want to really appeal to the sensible Republicans out there. You know, when Donald Trump made his little speech this weekend and talked about Kamala Harris not being smart or, you know,
mentally ill is what he said. Mentally challenged, I believe. We have the cut. We're going to play it a bit, but go ahead.
Exactly. And I would just like to say to all those people out there that have, like, it has nothing to do with Kamala Harris, but have an autistic child, have a child that's on the spectrum, have a grandkid that's on the spectrum, anything like that. Donald Trump would really, really and truly like to exterminate your child. Yeah. I'm sorry, he would.
Yeah.
He would like to put him into a concentration camp along with gays, along with, you know, the transgender people want to put us literally in concentration camps, in camps, and then basically do away with us. So I really hope that for people out there that love their children, love their LGBTQ plus friends or family, you know what, the way that you really can show that you love them is by voting for Kamala Harris. It's not about, you know, I have some friends that honestly I lost a friend because of the fact that I said to him, I said, look, I'm scared. And the thing is, you know, my husband and I've talked about moving back to Wisconsin. But I'll tell you what, if this election happens and Trump wins, we're not coming back to Wisconsin. There's no way.
And,
you know,
and
so I just really, really would like to appeal to those, you know, sensible Republicans out there, please, please vote for Kamala Harris. If you care about your kids and you care about your friends and you care about family.
And Tom, I think as a fellow gay person, I think that's what infuriates me in large part about Trump's comments over the weekend is someone who happens to be gay, but also who's some of my closest friends and family happen to be Latino. And the divisive words that divide, I mean, think about this, you know, I mean, you know, I happen to be a person of faith as well. And how many Methodist pastors, how many Lutheran pastors, how many Catholic priests, how many rabbis and Jewish temples in Wisconsin are the pulpit talking about a national day of violence? That's not Wisconsin. That's
not the way Jesus talked.
No, that's not the state that I love. That's not the state I grew up in. That's not the state I know. And for a guy to come in like Donald Trump and spread these lies and incite this and to appeal to the worst of our nature, that's not Wisconsin. And
please, Wisconsinites, please remember Scott Walker, the whole thing about divide and conquer. And the thing is, don't fall for it. Stand together. Stand united together. You'll stand separate. And I'm telling you, people out there that think right now, oh, he wouldn't do that to me.
Yes.
Oh, they wouldn't do that to BS.
Yeah,
you know what?
The old, not old, but the poem, you know, and then they came for me.
Yes.
So
the time he came for me, and there was no one there to help me. Yep.
Exactly. Tom, always a pleasure. Got to run. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842 if you want to weigh in. All right, I want to go quickly through some of this to kind of lay this out. And let there be no mistake, by the way. When Trump was up in Eau Claire, or wherever he was last time he was here, was it Eau Claire, Zombers, or La Crosse, wherever he was last time, I forget. Wherever it was. I think it was La Crosse. It was La Crosse Center there.
I believe
and,
so.
And we said, well, where is Derek Van Orten? Well, let there be no question where Derek Van Orten was over the weekend. He was on stage introducing Donald Trump. Derek Van Orten is lock, stock, and barrel right along with Donald Trump. He endorses violence. He endorses police violence. This is Derek Van Orten. Don't take my word for it. Don't say, well, you know, Todd, you know, Van Orten really isn't really a huge Trump guy. Well, here he is, Derek Van Orten in Prairie du Chien over the weekend.
Glad you came here to see the one man that is going to stop this scourge, this rash of crimes being committed against our citizens. You're going to see the one man who has enough strength and courage of conviction to stand up to everyone, up to and including being shot in the head for us. You're going to hear from a man that cares enough about his country and his family to stand up and risk his life for us on a daily basis. You're going to hear from the greatest president of the United States that has certainly ever been around since my lifetime. And I personally think with the challenges he faces, he is the greatest president that has ever lived. He's the greatest president that has ever served the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the one man that's going to save this country, President Donald J. Trump.
Too bad I'm not a day drinker. Derek Van Orten, congressman for the 3rd District. I wanted to play it on the record without interruption. So everyone knows that this guy is in Trump's pocket 100%. There's no bright line between Derek Van Orten and Donald Trump. If you find Donald Trump repulsive, if you find his comments disqualifying in calling for a national day of violence while in the state of Wisconsin, then you cannot vote for Derek Van Orten. Rebecca Cook is your only option. Not only did he call Trump for a national day of violence, but he also endorsed police violence. Mr. Zomers, if we have that clip on police violence ready, we will go to that in just a moment here. This is Trump over the weekend on police violence.
See, we have to let the police do their job. And if they have to be extraordinarily rough.
See, if they have to be extraordinarily rough. Quote, let police do their job, unquote. And quote, if they have to be extraordinarily rough, unquote. And there are so many fine law enforcement officials in the state of Wisconsin. Yes, like any vocation, there's always a couple of bad apples in the barrel. And those people should be called out. But there's also a lot of great people in law enforcement in this state. And it's an insult to every sheriff, their deputy, every police chief, their officers, every conservation warden, every prison guard in this state, everyone who works in law enforcement, who follows the rules, who helps protect our communities, who puts their lives on the line every day, that is an insult to each and every one of you and your families. To insinuate that all our law enforcement should be allowed to have police violence and just get rough with people. But Trump didn't stop there. He really threw the gasoline on the fire. Because out in southwest Wisconsin, most of the people are white. And nothing revs people up by making people think, well, if they don't look like you, they're out to get you. And they're not just out to get you. They're out to kill you. Here's Trump and Prairie du Chien.
They don't commit crimes like us. No. They make our criminals look like babies. These are stone cold killers. They'll walk into your kitchen. They'll cut your throat.
Stone cold killers. who will walk into your kitchen and cut your throat. It's sick. Donald Trump is off the rails. We'll be back after this with your phone calls. 855-752-4842 is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 3rd at Green Bay Titletown Brewing Company. Music by Tom Castle and the Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner decked out in flowers, and scars and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy the great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at the ManaquaBrewingCompany.com site under the tab Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza is presented by Manaqua Brewing.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to take a look at the media. The media, CBS carrying the presidential debate tomorrow night. We will carry their feed right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. CBS News saying they will not fact check J.D. Vance or Governor Walz tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Mark Cuban has a great take on it. We're going to hear next from Trygve Olson on Donald Trump coming to Wisconsin and calling for a day of national violence. A real rough hour, quote unquote. Why are they doing this? We're going to play you Trygve's thoughts on this from last week. But first, quickly, want to go to the phone line, 855-752-4842. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, quickly, if you can, my friend.
Yeah, real quick. I thought of the word for this after I heard it this morning, and I looked it up to make sure it was right. In describing him, demented.
Yeah.
Demented says, behaving wildly and irrationally on account of anger, fear, and distress. A very dangerous and sadistic manifesto. First of all, if she's so challenged also, why wouldn't you debate her again? And then I was asked this morning, why did he give several thousand dollars to her campaign when she ran for Senate in 2014?
Right.
Yeah. Kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I go ahead.
He's far from done. I'm scared that it's going to get even worse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how.
It's going to ramp up.
But this is just so out there. One other real quick thing, that fly that he kept in talking about, too.
Yeah.
I think that had something to do with him personally. They hadn't changed his diapers recently.
Yeah. he was distracted by a fly on the dais. Yeah. So yeah, thanks, Dick. Really appreciate the call. All right, I want to go to this. This was Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. He has fought against autocracies around the world, particularly in Eastern Europe. He's been a campaign advisor for former Senator John McCain for his presidential campaign. Like myself, a former Republican, he studies this stuff. A caller last week said, why do people vote for Trump? Why does Trump continue this narrative? And this fits what we're talking about. Here's Trygve Olsen on this show from last week.
I've actually, through the Lincoln Democracy Institute, which is our think tank, I've been leading this huge research project on kind of these issues. It is not really the educational system. So in psychology, they talk about, you know, the whole book, Think Fast, Think Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
I've heard of it.
There's two types of thinking that we do as humans. There's thinking that goes on. You don't think, you breathe, right? Mm-hmm. You just sort of farm that out. That happens in a part of your brain called the amygdala, which is like kind of the core functions. That's called system one thinking. System two thinking is where you're much more sort of deliberative in your thought, right? Like when you're learning mathematics, that happens mostly in the front part of your head, mm-hmm. up here.
Right.
For those. Okay. So what a lot of people have done with politics as we've moved, and this is why autocratic actors try and cloud the truth with, I don't really know what the truth is. So what it does is it creates system one thinking. Well, I'm just going to farm it out. I'll believe what Trump says. Then I don't have to really think about it, because it's troubling to think about if it really were true that people were abducting pets and eating cats and dogs, or that babies were being born and aborted, or that that illegals are voting, things that just aren't happening. You don't want to think about those things, right? Like, you don't want to think about your vote being stolen. Mm-hmm. You don't want to think about your pet being abducted. You don't want to think about a baby being murdered after it's born. Okay. What's happening is people are ending up using this. Do you know what the single, and this is from research that we've been doing and it's not fully fleshed out, but right now what it seems through the research I've been doing, the single greatest factor with these people in terms of adopting, they're using system one thinking, and there's a lack of empathy when they're thinking in a system one way. Ironically, though, they have normal empathy when they think in a system two way, which is why when I have these conversations with people, a lot of times outside of Wisconsin, and I talk about my buddies who voted for Trump and some of the people I went to high school with who were MAGA, who you'd want as your neighbor because they're incredibly empathetic. When my mom was sick, some of the people who would be attacking me and saying terrible things about my involvement with the Lincoln Project were bringing me pizza because they knew I was held up in a hotel and my mom was dying, mm-hmm. right? Because they were stopping and thinking about it.
Right.
But what we've done in this world of conservative ecosystem, if you're listening to that weird lady over on the other part of the dial.
In Madison, Vicky, in Milwaukee.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, who's constantly going off probably about people abducting pets and eating dogs, mm-hmm. hypothetically, or whatever variant it is each day, or illegals voting, she's trying to get people to just simply, oh, well, that's the truth, because they don't want to actually think about it and ask hard questions and use system two thinking.
That's really interesting.
There's Trygve Olsen from last week on this program.
Just, this is why I love hanging out with people like Trygve Olsen, who've done research, who know science, who have seen studies, who fought autocracies around the world. And rather than yelling at one another, I think it's helpful to pause and reflect, as my former teacher Andy Spies is fond of saying, pause and reflect and realize what's at work. Everything Trump said this weekend, and we're going to play a little bit more. We're also going to play some positive Harris things on the other side, hour two, and talk about the media's role in all of this. This is not just a Donald Trump that's quote unquote with dementia, or not just a senile old man. Because Trump has smart people around him, namely in Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles. They see the same stuff that Trygve Olsen does. That Trump is in trouble nationally with the popular vote, and he is in trouble in the swing states. So you create a narrative not to win the vote, but to go as system one thinking. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show. Hour two straight ahead right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us to kick around all things newsy. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.